This is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Up until the mid-1960s, the worlds of popular music and the Broadway musical were closely intertwined. A hit song on the radio, Hello Dolly, for instance, could help turn a show into a Broadway smash. So composers and music publishers did all they could to get the songs from new shows to the record companies and stars. That included making recordings performed by anonymous singers to give potential buyers a sense of how the song sounded. One of those singers saved copies of the demos she performed. Her collection is the basis of a new CD. From New York, Jeff London reports.
Here's a voice you might recognize, even if you don't know her name.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say a word or two about bananas to make your day. About 100 calories is not very much, so while you're on a diet, why not pick up a bunch? Did you know bananas?
The singer is Rosemarie June, one of an elite core of anonymous New York musicians who made a career of singing jingles, backup for pop stars, and demos for Broadway musicals.
At that time, there were a handful of maybe 5, 6, 7 singers who did this a lot. A lot of us had studied music and could read it, and you came in and you really read it down the first time and sometimes did a take, and sometimes they took that first take.
From the late 1950s through the early 80s, Rosemarie June and her colleagues worked with a who's who of Broadway songwriters, among them Rodgers and Hammerstein, Lerner and Lowe, Frank Lesser, and Jerry Herman.
When the world's in a minor key and life is a trifle blah, just find any Alice or Annie and take her dancing.
4 months before Hello Dolly opened on Broadway, Rosemarie June went into the studio to record several songs from the show, including this version of Dancing.
Get up and get off of your fanny and keep on dancing.
A lot of the demos that we did went to the big singers of the day, went to Tony Bennett or Johnny Mathis or Como or Rosie Clooney or somebody like that, to get them to record the songs so that by the time the show opened, the songs would already be known.
If a song became a hit on the radio, the rewards for the Broadway producers, music publishers, and songwriters could be tremendous. But musical theater historian Stephen Citron says that the demo singers were paid very little.
They received $20 a song, or sometimes less, and no credit, and the records were just tossed away once the show came out because they were just an illustration of what the song would be.
I never knew what song was going to step out and be a successful song.
In 1961, composer and lyricist Jerry Herman made his Broadway debut with Milk and Honey, a modest success. 3 years later, he finished Hello Dolly.
I thought It Only Takes a Moment, the ballad, was going to be the big song from Dolly, and it took years for people to record that. Sammy Davis Jr. did a wonderful recording of it, and Jack Jones did it as a jazz waltz.
On the demo, you can hear who Jerry Herman and his music publishers hoped would record the song. The uncredited singer does it in the style of Johnny Mathis.
It only takes a moment for your eyes to meet, and then your heart knows in a moment you will never be alone again.
Of course, the breakout song from Hello Dolly was the title tune.
Hello, Dolly, well,
a choice
hello,
that surprised Jerry Herman.
When a man from my publishing company called me and said, Louis Armstrong wants to record that, I laughed. I thought it was the silliest idea that I had ever heard. But I said, let him have a good time. I'm delighted, you know. And when I heard the recording, I fell out of my chair because he turned my 1890s Valentine into one of the most famous pop songs of all time.
Old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas. Find an empty lap, fellas. Dolly, never go away again.
It was on the stands the week we opened. So, of course, the impact was tremendous because in a week or two, we had a number one record that pushed the Beatles off the charts.
The demo session for Hello, Dolly marked the first time that Jerry Herman worked with Rosemary June. He was so impressed with her voice that he hired her to record demos for all of his subsequent Broadway shows.
She knew what the songs were about, and she knew how to get them across without putting so much personal style on them that the artist became the important thing. She let the song be the important factor. That's why she was so great.
I'll be wearing ribbons down my back this summer, blue and green and streaming in the yellow sky.
They wanted the lyrics very clear. That's the prime thing, is like, let me understand the words.
Rosemary June says if she liked a song she recorded, she'd ask for a copy. Occasionally, she'd play them for friends, but for years, these rare records sat in her apartment. Even though June had the opportunity to work with some of the most famous writers of the Broadway stage, she says that back then, it was just another gig.
I hate to say this. It wasn't a real big deal at the time, you know? Now, looking back, I think, my God, look at all the people I saw and met and the stuff I did, and it's hard to believe, but I got it on record, so I know it's true.
The first CD of a planned 6-volume series of Rosemary June's demos is called Broadway First Take. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Our program is directed by Marika Partridge, edited by Sarah Saracen, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Bill Deputy. The production staff includes Art Silverman, Julia Redpath, David Rector, and Rhonda Ray. At the foreign desk, Lauren Jenkins, Vicki O'Hara, Bob Duncan, Paul Glickman, Martha Wexler, Jeff Sandman, and Tagreed El-Khodari. Librarians include Denise Chin, Tom Tuzinski, Robert Goldstein, and Giselle Foss. Our executive producer is Ellen Weiss. I'm Linda Wertheimer. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered.